Hello and welcome to this service from the Church of the Epiphany, Flowers in the Sanctuary Day, the glory of God, and in loving memory of our Father Jack Davies, given by Dan and Sue Davies. Our announcements are listed in the email, and I direct you to look at those. Our opening of our worship. Eternal One, whose thoughts and ways are not ours, you alone are God, awesome, holy, and most high. School us in the ways of faith and wisdom that we, like Job, may learn to truly see and hear, and in humility find blessing. Amen. And our reading from the Gospel of Mark. It's called The Teaching on Children. People were bringing children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me, do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms and laid his hands on them and blessed them. And now our sermon. One day Jesus was in Judea when a great crowd came to hear him preach. The children came also in great numbers. The disciples, perhaps caught up in their own self-importance, saw them as a nuisance and an annoyance and ordered them away. The disciples' position, doubtless, was, "This is serious business. We don't have time for children. Don't bother Jesus." It's hard to imagine the disciples taking such a position. It strikes us today as rather uncaring and cold. However, churches in their own subtle way often are not child-friendly. They're not set up for children. The disciples thought they were doing the right thing. Yet, Jesus took a very different position. "Let the little children come to me, for to such belong the kingdom of God." He said, "Unless you become as one of these, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Those are strange words. What did Jesus mean by them? Well, as always, there's always been some who take the words literally because they believe everything in the Bible must be taken literally. So you may be interested to know a little historical footnote. In the 13th century, in what we today call Switzerland, there was a popular movement that said that Jesus' words, "You must become a child to enter the kingdom of God," must be taken literally. Tens of thousands of people quit their farms, quit the mills, and started playing as children, for they reasoned that the eternal salvation was at stake if they did not. Finally, the government came in, forcing people back to work. This actually happened. Well, if we can mutually agree that Jesus' words in this case are not to be taken literally, that they require interpretation, well then, what is that interpretation? Well, first, children have no prejudices. They don't see or care about differences. Very young children have an openness to all. Jesus must have had that in mind when he said, "Unless you become as a child, you can't enter the kingdom of God." No prejudice. Second, children have about them a sense of awe and wonder. A minister shares, "I had a man come to my office once several years ago. He had it all, talent, looks, personality. One could almost be jealous of him. As he sat down, however, it was clear that he was deeply troubled. He began by saying, 'Do you know what my problem is? I've lost the child within me. I'm doing financially well, I'm businesslike, I'm calculating, and I'm also miserable. I don't trust anyone anymore.'" Somewhere along the line, many of us lose the child within us. Karl Barth, one of the world's preeminent theologians, said, "God's world can be experienced only in wonder. The Christian should be struck by wonder about his own being. We ought to have a sense of wonder about the world, about one another, about all of creation," like a book entitled Children's Letters to God. It's a marvelous collection of actual children's prayers. Listen to this sampling. "Dear God, where do people come from? I hope you can explain it better than my daddy, Helen. Dear God, I never did think that orange went very well with purple until I saw your sunset last night. That was cool, Eugene. Dear God, could you please send me a burning bush in my backyard? My dad never can get the fire started, Sherry. Dear God, I'm sending you a dollar to give to a kid who's a lot poorer than me, Chris." Maybe Jesus is suggesting to us that we need to recapture our childlike imagination. Third, God uses children to help us usher in the kingdom. You'll recall that on Palm Sunday, as Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, there were shouts of Hosanna, Son of David. This enraged the Pharisees. But when we read on, we find out that the ones yelling this out are the children. Also, Jesus came to us in the form of a child. It seems innocence can usher in the kingdom. Fourth, God created us to play, to enjoy the life he created. God requires us to have fun. The Bible tells us so. Jesus says, "Let the children come to me. Unless you can receive the kingdom like these children, you'll never be able to enter it." God wanted us to get our joy back, so he decided to come to us in Jesus. One of the things God said to us in Jesus was, "I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." In Jesus, God was showing us his joyful personality so we could get our joy back. At first, the world really did not know how to respond to this. We see an example of this when Jesus spoke to the Pharisees, the supposed experts on the Jewish law, the Bible. They thought they knew everything there was to know about God. Jesus came along and said, "You just don't get it. I come eating and drinking and having a good time. You accuse me of being a drunken and a glutton, a friend of sinners and tax collectors." Someone once said that basically Jesus was accused of being the lover of parties. The Pharisees thought Jesus was playing too hard. They thought they knew everything about God. They thought God was not into fun, games, and play. But they were wrong. They just could not see that Jesus was trying to get us to enjoy life again. So we have homework to do. We have to go out and let ourselves be loved, go dance, turn on your favorite song and sing along, go watch your favorite comedy, laugh your way to joy. Norman Cousins was a great doctor who found there was healing power in laughter. Today's reading encourages us. Learn to play like a child again. And now our creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Descended the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. And now our prayers. Lord God, friend of those in need, your Son Jesus has untied our burdens and healed our spirits. We lift up the prayers of our hearts for those still burdened, those seeking healing, those in need within the church and the world. And we pray this day for Debbie, Jamie, Jackie, Paul, Suzanne, and Peter, Kenny, Jim, Norma, Dan, Peter, and Dave, Mike, Scott, and Lisa, Roger, Maxine, Wendy, Eric, Beverly, Sarah Jane, Linda, Jackie, Cam, Janice, and Darren. Hear our prayers that we may love you with all our being and willingly share our concerns of our neighbors. Amen. And our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And this is a prayer based on Scripture. Sovereign God, you make us for each other, to live in loving community as friends, sons and daughters, sisters and brothers, wives and husbands, partners and companions. Teach us to choose love that is commanded and devoted. Teach us, like little children, to wonder and trust, that our loving may reflect the image of Christ. Amen. And now our blessing from the Book of Common Prayer, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us this week. And now our parting blessing song.
Around you each day as you trust him.